Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Well, good afternoon. We had a up day for the cattle futures market, a really good up day across the board, led by the cash market in the live cattle. We had all the way up to 186, it looks like. But October live cattle finished the day up $2.30 at 184 even. This week we started off on a Monday with a huge, huge sell-off, and we've come all the way back up and filled the gap on the live cattle. So just a really good rally, and about a $6 rally from the lows on Tuesday. On October live cattle, December's are up 290 at 182.22. February's up 255 at 182.95. Feeder cattle were also in the green, but not near as much. The November, the front month now, October expired yesterday, but November was up 40 at 236.90. The January is up 62 at 235.70. March is up 82 at 238.57. There are still some gaps around $6 or $7 higher on the January and March feeder cattle futures. So that kind of gives people a target and kind of optimism that the market will bounce some. But it sold off around $32 from the September high to the high now. So that's a pretty big sell-off, over 10% in a very short period of time. And then lean hogs, $1 to $1.85 higher, putting the December's up $1.85 at $70.47.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider.
Today's grain futures mixed. The wheat market just continues to be a dog. December down 11 and a half, putting December Kansas City wheat at 643 and a quarter. July next year down 6 and a quarter at 670. It's just been trickling lower all the way back since summertime. In July of 2024 futures were above about 870. Right now they're at 670. So it's been a slow grind down, about $2 per bushel, with this latest winter wheat crop going in the ground, and then the rainfall that we've gotten has been pretty beneficial, or will over time. So I don't think there's any real fundamental reason to get too excited about it going higher at this point, but it is low. The bean market 15 to 17 higher. We had November up 15 and a half at 12.95. Corn futures 2 to 2.5 cents higher. Today's cotton futures pretty boring and unchanged here, about 20 lower or so on December, putting them about 84.38. Currently, the Dow Jones and the S&P have been on a negative streak here. The Dow's down about 340 currently. The S&P's down 22. Crude oil bounced today. It's up about $2 a barrel on news that the Israelis have gone in, and then the U.S. also attacked some Iranian-backed groups in Syria. So a lot going on in the global market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.